going around the league, you see more and more teams with cheerleaders, and you have to make a decision, like, are you going to be an acrobatic cheerleading unit, or are you going to be a dance unit? And next thing you know, Jay came over. And it takes time, because you talk about what's your philosophy, what do you want to do, what's Pat want to see. And he liked the Western idea. You know, he didn't want sneakers. He wanted the boots. And the best part is, when we're looking about uniforms, Mr. Bowen and I, we had an opportunity to see Will Rogers Follies. And the whole chorus line in that Will Rogers Follies, they had boots and chaps. And he said, that's it.
I learned more about myself, about accountability, about personal responsibility, about the way that you carry yourself with integrity and respect and dignity. You know, and another relationship that was so important to me was with Mr. Bolin. He was so good to us, to the Broncos cheerleaders. If I had questions, Mr. Bolin was there to answer. If I needed advice, he was there to answer. I am so forever indebted to what this program, what this organization, what that man, what these relationships, and what this process has taught me, because I am who I am today because of it, without a doubt.
We have a group of ladies that are professional, that carry themselves with dignity and class, and really provide the fans with a first-class entertainment experience at quarter breaks and throughout the game, get the fans fired up. It's doing things the right way, and my hat's off to Jay Howarth, who started it, passed it on to Teresa Shear, and now to Shauna Peters. All three of them rule with an iron fist, and our ladies are representing the organization in the best possible manner each and every time they put on the uniforms, and even when they aren't in uniform. They're just tremendous professional women, and we're lucky to have them on board.